Hello, Fergal. How are you?
Noel, how are you doing?
I have to say, every time I'm talking to you, your CV gets bigger and bigger, so you're a busy, busy man. Give us an outlay of what sort of things you've been up to over the past year.
Well, just in the last year, Noel, I suppose we did our ice mile, second ice mile this time last year. Then in the middle of the summer, we managed to swim around Inishman, the middle of the three Aran Islands. At the end of the summer, we had an attempt to swim from Hoe to Bray, but we got caught out in the shipping lanes in the pitch dark, and we had to abandon that. And we're still swimming every Saturday and Sunday out in High Rock, and we're coming up to our third international ice mile in lockdown now next month.
Now, this is all new to me, this ice mile. Is this a new sort of a layer that's coming into swimming now, or has it been around and you've just discovered it?
It's come in the last couple of years, but only sort of by way of quantification. As you know, there's a couple of young fellas in their 70s out in Malahoyd all year round, and we swim with them. And there is an association which was established in 2009 with a view of getting swimming into the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
And with that, then they set a mark called an International Ice Mile, which is swimming just in the togs, hat and goggles for a distance of 1 mile or 1,600 metres. Now we're in the EU, in water temperature of 5 degrees or less.
Okay, now, I know this may sound stupid, but has anything to do with the climate change in Ireland that we would have all of the climate for all this ice mile, or has it always been there?
Well, I said, for what we're doing, Noel, it has always been there. It's nothing really to do with climate change, because we only have a sort of short window at the end of January, February, where we can get the temperature of the water to be 5 degrees or less. And that's why we go to Lochdann in County Wicklow, up near Roundwood. There's a beautiful lake up there. It's glacial, so it's deep and it's dark, and it retains the cold water, which is what we need.
Okay, and now, and also you're involved with DCU and a research project in innovative. So is that to do with the growing popularity of the ice mile?
It has, and in actual fact, it is more to do with the health and safety aspects of it, Noel, because an international ice mile, like I say, is 1 mile in less than 5 degrees. But with DCU, where I swim and do my training up there, there's a guy up there, John Kenny, who's developing a project. And what he's going to do is he's going to assess 4 of us on this ice mile and determine what our respiration and body temperature and internal body temperature is going to be over the course of the swim and after the swim. Because you've heard of people getting hypothermic and the like, you know, not just in swimming, but just from the cold. And they want to assess what's happening to the bodies. And this has not been done before. What has been done before is assessing athletes out in the desert and overheating. Mm-hmm. This is assessing athletes and undereating. But it's also very important because it's looking at the internal body temperature. And there is a point with internal body temperature when it goes below that you're internal organs will cease to function. And so this is going to have a look at that. And we're not going to get to that point, hopefully, because everybody who's doing this ice mile next month is acclimatized to it and has been training for it for months. And for myself, this is my third year in a row doing it. But it is a very interesting project from that perspective, into seeing how people function with submersion in cold water for a long time. Because for myself, it's going to take about 30 minutes. Others, it may take just over the 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And being in submerged water for that time will have an adverse impact on the body. Now, you recover from it through warming up over the next hour or two afterwards. But in actual fact, even after you get out of the water, your body continues to get colder.
Okay.
Before it starts to get warm again. So it's assessing that from a scientific perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just lead us and maybe lead the association to a better view on how to manage this and how to manage swimmers. Because, you know, somebody's going to swim a mile, somebody's going to swim 2 miles, somebody's going to swim 3 miles. And we just don't know what's out there for the body, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose in the course of it as well, to be able to get the eligibility of people on their size and all that sort of carrying body fat and all like that. I imagine, though, I don't know anything about it, but I imagine that will come into the equation.
It does. This is not a sport for skinnies, no, and that's why I'm carrying this excess weight. For, you know, so after this, I should lose about 5 or 6 stone. You know, but it's the skinnier you are, the colder you'll get, and the quicker you'll get colder.
Okay.
Like I say, you have to acclimatize to this. It's not like something that you can do to Christmas swim and you can turn up and do this. You absolutely can't, because even with ourselves, Noel, towards the end of the ice mile, there will be a numbness setting in fingers, which moves up towards the elbows and in toes and stuff like that, you know? Yeah. Well, and also your performance as such, it deteriorates, you know? If you go out for a 1 mile jog and you're used to a 1 mile jog, you'll feel nearly the same at the end of it.
Yeah, well, I had Irish water on before Christmas, and they were sort of as well as warning, because recreational sports on the water now is an all-round thing, so they're warning people all the year round how careful to be. But especially, as you mentioned it there, the Christmas Day, the New Year's Day swim, when people do it for charity, they were saying, like, a lot of people think it's great fun, all like that, but they were warning people to get in and out as quick as possible and not to labour in the water at all. So that's a good point that you made there. Incidentally, just to lighten it up a little bit, when you're doing this ice swim, does someone come along with a thermometer and stick in the water and say, nah, it's still a bit warm, you'll have to wait next week?
the mark is 5 degrees or less, so we have to have at least 3 calibrated thermometers, and they must be in the water submerged for between 10 and 15 inches to take the temperature for at least 15 minutes.
Wow.
So it's only after they've been in there for 15 minutes, and we take the average temperature across all three of them, which has to come up with 5 degrees. Mm-hmm. So if it doesn't come up with 5 degrees now, it then becomes what's known as an international nice swim, because it might be too warm at about 5.5 degrees. Yeah.
Does the water get colder as you go out, Fergal?
Not really, Noel. It's quite static down in lockdown, and so it's last year, last February, it was 3.3 degrees, and the February before that it was 3.6 degrees. Mm-hmm. And I think the great advantage of lockdown is its location. It's about an hour from Dublin for us, but we also have the support of the lockdown scouts down there, and their scoutmaster Barry O'Shaughnessy will be there in the rib. He'll be in charge of things on the lake, and every swimmer in this will have their own kayaker with them, and we have Nicola Gilliland, their GP, who'll be there, and there's a couple of paramedics with us, and you know, so there's an awful lot of things goes into organising this and making sure that it's safe, and what goes with that as well then is the assessment of the swimmers and confirmation that they've been swimming a mile every week for the last 12 weeks, and they've got ECGs and tests from their doctors and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
So there's a lot to it now, you know.
How many will there be involved in it?
At the moment we have 17 confirmed, which will make it the biggest ice mile swim ever in the world, I think. Last year's one, which we did, was actually already the biggest, because we had 7 completed it on the day.
Okay. Now, you tried the Hota to Bray earlier on. Tell us what happened there.
Well, we came up with a plan, and we looked at the times and tides, and last year it was fundraising for the Aran Alloy, so we had a help from them on the Aran swim and on the Hota Bray swim. And we left from Hota Harbour at about 7 p.m. and we got around to the Bailey Lighthouse about 9 p.m. and we headed across Dublin Bay. But And we did this at night time in September, and the night that we did it was a very cloudy night, so there was no light from the stars or anything like that, and we had a small boat escorting us, but there was so much traffic going in and out of Dublin Bay. Now, even though we had coordinated with the Coast Guard, the Aran Alloy and the Port Authorities, some of the shipping there was just of a huge size, and like, you know, and we just decided for safety reasons to stay out of the shipping lanes. We had to abandon it there and then, you know.
Well, I know you're going to try it again, aren't you, Frank?
Sure. We might bring a flashlight with us now the next time. In fairness, now we were well lit up, and our boat was transmitting and seen by the radars and all of the other boats, and we could see them coming in. But you can see the ferries are lit up like Christmas trees now, but the freighters are coming in, and they're almost 10 stories high, but they're just pitch black.
Yes,
and they come in and they go past you. So just for the sake of safety, we decided, you know, we'd try it another day. We probably will try it this summer with a bit of luck.
Okay, and just for a lot of people, as I said, every time I pick up your CV, it gets heavier and heavier because you're keeping yourself so busy. But remind people, I just had a quick look there and staggered how late you came into swimming. Just remind people of your background.
I came into open water sea swimming there about 8 years ago, Noel. I turned up at High Rock one Sunday morning and bumped into the two young fellas, Joe Martin and Don Barry, who were at the time were into their 70s. I think they must be nearly into their 90s at this stage, you know. Mm.
How old were you at that time?
Huh?
How old were you at that time?
Oh, I was only a youngster, 43. 51 now.
Okay, now you started, I mean, at that age, to start getting into this competitive type of swimming thing.
I just turned up and started swimming every Sunday with them, and I went around the whole year, and then I did the Leinster Sea Swims, and then I hooked up with a buddy, John Daly, who was doing this long-distance swimming, and I said, cheers, I might have a go at that. And John, as you might remember, was a guy who learned how to swim when he was 39, and at 48 he swam the English Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been with me on all of my big swims so far, and me ice swims, and he's still with me, helping me all the organising that we do. He did the Channel in 2010, I did the English Channel in 2011, and I did the North Channel in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And I swam over and back from Howth to Dunleary, or Dunleary to Howth and back to Dunleary then in 2012.
Busy enough, that's what I say, your CV keeps getting bigger. Now, you're appointed as Ireland's ambassador to the International Ice Swimming Association, so is this quite a competitive part of the sport? Or do you think it will become if it's not?
Well, the sport itself has grown bigger and bigger. Like I say, it started off as an association in 2009 where there had been no organisation before that.
Mm-hmm.
And now there is an awful lot of interest in ice swimming. And this marked the ice mile. You know, there's 102 individuals now at this stage have swam an ice mile. I think, if I'm right, 16 or 17 of them are Irish, and Ireland has the third most international ice milers in the world, behind only England and South Africa. And I think on Valentine's Day we might actually chase that around and make the Irish the biggest by numbers in ice swimming. So it's just something that we've had a lot of interest in open water swimming in Ireland for many years. It's just it has become more formulated now with ice swimming and the mm-hmm. International Ice Swimming Association. And there's quite a few in Ireland that are organising ice swims and do a lot of ice swims. Like last year we had Pat Corkery and Finbar Hederman and myself that we completed our second mm-hmm. International Ice Mile. Now, you know, Finbar is up from Cork now in February, and he's hoping to do his third one with us and myself as well. You know, so it's just, you know, we swim all year round at the ice show, and this is just a way of recognising that over the winters.
Okay, now you have done the Channel, as I said, in lots of. How did it feel to crew on a successful North Channel attempt? Were you dying to dive in beside the guys?
Well,
I imagine
Well, actually, you wouldn't believe it, but the swimmer was Sabrina Wiedmer from Switzerland, and she asked me to crew for her, which I was happy to do. But unbelievably, Noel, that was her first solo marathon swim. Usually the North Channel is recognised as the most difficult channel swim in the world, and people come along to do that as their very last ever channel swim. And she turned up last year and did it as her very first channel swim. So, you know, in a couple of years' time, you know, there's no telling what she'll have done in swimming and the things. As crew on it, it was unbelievable, Noel, because you're actually on the boat.
And did you see it from
one side of the channel to the other side of the channel, and you just think, how in God's name would anybody think of swimming this?
Well, I was going to ask you, did you see it from a different perspective? Obviously,
absolutely.
You did.
Yeah. Absolutely, you know, and it becomes more and more unbelievable, and you're looking from one side to the other. And then the other thing as well, and which I noticed on my own English Channel swim as well, was how long it took the boat to get back to the original port.
Mm-hmm.
And like from leaving the headland, it still takes the boat about 3.5 hours to go across it. So I did my channel swims were about 12.5 hours, and Sabrina did the North Channel in I think 10 hours and 13 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which was a phenomenal time. I think it was the third fastest individual ever to do it.
Yeah, I think there was one time you were actually on and you introduced me to that girl. I think it wasn't her.
That was young Maggie Gibson from Scotland.
Who, okay.
Now she was the youngest.
Okay.
And I suppose the rest of them, forgive me, but probably the best looking ever to have done the North Channel now. And she did it when she was only a youngster, about 21 or 22.
Wow.
You know, so okay. She got married there last August, and myself and Mags were at the wedding in Portpatrick, and she actually got married on the 26th of August, which was her 26th anniversary of her having done the North Channel.
Wow.
So that was a fantastic day over there.
Absolutely great, absolutely great. So have you any ambitions left, Fergal, at all? I mean, you're covered in everything that you can possibly think
well,
of.
Well, I hope to get the check off the president's due course.
I don't think he can swim though. That's the only thing.
It's just I suppose just to keep your head above water.
Okay. Yeah. And you mentioned Mags there, and also the two sons, Owen and Connor. You want to send out best wishes to those.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wouldn't be able to do anything I do without the help that I get from them and the support from them, you know.
Okay.
Okay,
well, I have a song to particularly to play for Owen, who is in the States, but I'll include Mags and Connor in this as well, and yourself. But finally, next up, is it you're going to repeat trying to swim from Hoth to Bray, but also the ice swim in Loch Dan.
I swim on Valentine's Day now, coming up.
Valentine's Day? Fergal.
Yes?
Are you going to fall out with Mags now, Valentine's Day?
Jeez, it's in the morning now. There's still kind of having a bit of loving afterwards now.
Would
you
not bring her with you?
In actual fact, we've 17 swimmers. We've 5 from the UK, a couple from the North, an Italian. We have one American who we've adopted, and a few others, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're more than welcome to come down and watch as well now.
Oh, watch. I'm glad you said watch. I couldn't put my foot in or the heart to just stop immediately at that temperature. Oh, you never know. It might get it going a bit quicker. Listen, anyway, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Fergal, and good luck with all your endeavours for the future. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you again in the future, because
thanks
well, you're always up to something different.